FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is February 27th, 2017. So one of the things in life is, how do you find happiness and how do you stay happy? And all too often you find happiness and it's fleeting, and then you find yourself looking for it. Well, somebody who specializes in making herself happy and making others happy, I had the pleasure of meeting not too long ago. Her name is Lindy Eldridge, and her site is happinessjungle.com. Lindy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Kerry. What a pleasure. First of all, it was a pleasure meeting with you a little over 2 months ago. We have a mutual friend named Richard Honeywell, who's the founder of the Palm Beach Entrepreneur Mastermind Group. And when I met you and you shared with me your point of view and how you also apply happiness and how you get there, I resonated with you so much that I'm very excited to be a guest on your show today. So thank you for inviting me. Hey, we got some really great happy tips to share with everybody.
All right. Well, you can't have too much happiness in your life is what I say. So I find it interesting because very few people have the goal of their lives of getting happiness and making others happy specifically. So I guess what we should talk about first, let's talk about you. How did you get into this? What made you decide that this was your mission?
You know, for as far back as I can remember, I remember people always coming to me for solutions, for advice. And we all had that trauma and that traumatic, you know, part of our lives, whether we were growing up or nothing. So when we were growing up, ever since I was a child, I remember that. Now, as I'm growing up and I'm starting to enter the entrepreneur mind or the workforce, if you will, I remember starting out, and if I didn't like what I was doing, I remember my mindset saying, you'll never do it well enough. You're not happy enough here. You're not going to give it your all. Somebody's making you feel worthless instead of worthful. And in my background, I come from a very dark past. I was very abused and I was very much taken advantage of, very much looked upon as a nothing. I had the inner strength, the inner vision of myself, knowing that there's way more of me than other people are measuring. So as I'm entering my adulthood and I'm struggling with life and being happy with life and going down, you know, all different avenues of life, personal and professional, what I have found is that I excelled in the most, when I excelled, it was because I was happy first. And then I was willing to be taught what I wanted to be happy more of, have happiness more of. So that was my strength. And as I grew, I became a very powerful entrepreneur. I became very successful in different areas. If I was intrigued and it made me happy, I went for it. So whether it was in the sales arena, whether it was investing, whether it was a startup company, a brick and mortar, multi-level marketing, if I was passionate about it and I felt great about it, I became a millionaire in the industry. So that's my claim to fame. And I love when I listen to your show, Kerry, you speak a lot about different politics, different avenues of finances. And I listen to your show, and at the same time, I say to myself, wow, would this make me happy every single day doing what I do? Kerry, you resonate happiness. You have come up with a genius. First of all, you have a new book out there, and it's all about podcasting, how you could thrive more in podcasting. You, my friend, have found happiness, and it's all because you had to go through what you didn't want to do anymore to find what you did want to do. Is that correct?
Yeah, I would say so. Well, I guess maybe we need to kind of define happiness as much as we can. How do you define happiness here? I think very few of you out there ever take the time to really say, what is happiness?
Right. Happiness is being content, is being having self-awareness, having self-worth, feeling that you can smile. And we all have challenges in our lives. We come to learn the happiness habits to create within ourselves to have peace, harmony, and be able to literally be contagious, if you will. So what is happiness for everybody? Happiness is self-worth. Happiness is thriving on one's own accomplishments instead of leaning on others to say that we're accomplished. It's being satisfied. It's not looking at a bigger picture and saying, my God, I want the whole picture. How about taking little bites of it first and understanding that through your self-gratification, everything is possible and it could grow from there.
So it is, I didn't hear you say the absence of problems. You still have problems. You can still be happy and have problems.
We all have problems. We all have challenges. We have personal problems. We have business problems. We will always have problems. The happiness comes in because you learn how to deal with the problems. You learn how to pause. You learn how to apply happiness habits versus negative habits, such as responding. Oh, my goodness. Every single day, whether it's personal or business, we have situations, good or bad, going on in our lives. It's how we react to them that's going to keep our blood pressure at a nice, even keel and away from the high blood pressure medicine. So in life in general, like me, personal and professional, we all have our challenges. Like before we started taping the show, we tried to get onto my website. For some reason or another, it showed an error. Well, a lot of people get very aggravated, very distorted in regards to these challenges, where I said, imagine that. The site is down. I have no idea why. And I immediately contacted the person who could help me with that, and I removed myself from the situation instead of pondering on it for 15 minutes and trying to figure out why it's not working. Well, why would I do that? I have no idea why it's not working, and that's not my specialty. So I've learned to delegate and to release control. I've learned the happiness habits of what makes me fill my day more, being able to thrive more with the things that are in my control and I can take care of.
So concentrate on the things you can control and don't worry about the things you can't control, because you can't do anything about them anyway.
Yeah, it's so true. You know, the biggest stress relievers for the happiness jungle is what I follow on an everyday basis, which is my formula. Number one, live in the now. Be mindful of what's happening around you now and learn how to balance it. Stay in the moment versus having, just like I said, I shared with you with my website, so many people take it to a silly different level instead of going, wait a second, there's got to be a solution. And they remove it and they go ahead and they release the control. So number one for me, very powerful, is, and I love teaching others, corporations, people, how to live in the now, the mindset of balance, to really be able to stay high, to be excited, but to also be neutral, and to also realize and to expect that life is a roller coaster, things are going to happen. But for us to be fearless for our journey and go after what we want on a positive track versus, well, being driven by any kind of ego or pride that could get in our way. A lot of people, would you agree with me, Kerry? They try to accomplish greatness and they refuse to let go of their pride and their ego, which really does block them to full capacity of success in having what they want.
Yeah, well, yeah, ego is, as somebody once told me, is not your amigo.
I like that. Ego is not your amigo.
Yeah.
The other part of the formula is your blueprint. What is it that you want? What is it that you want at the end of the mind? What is your vision? You know, when I started the Happiness Jungle, it was about a year ago, and I had a vision that I knew I wanted to help people thrive in a less stressful situation. The Happiness Jungle is where all happy people come to get de-stressed. I don't work with depressed people or companies. I work with companies and people that want to thrive more. So the first thing that we want to do is make sure that your blueprint is sketched out the way you really want it to be sketched out, and that you understand what's involved in your blueprint. Mm-hmm. So when I was sketching out the Happiness Jungle blueprint, I knew exactly the mantra that I wanted to set forth and what I knew to have it derived to where it needs to go. And then everything else is following.
Right.
Being organized is part of it. Time management is a very big part of it. Having gratitude and forgiveness. And one of the biggest things that you could do for yourself is before you end your day is to give yourself a kiss goodnight out of the things that you've accomplished versus the things that weren't accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could really get depressed on what we don't do, or we could pat ourselves on the back and say, wow, look at what we did accomplish, even if it was one thing that day.
Yeah.
So end in mind is powerful. Whether you're in sales, love what you're selling, be a product of your product. Whether you're a service, love what you're serving. Mm-hmm. If you're investing, know right away that whenever you're investing, there's always going to be, without a shadow of a doubt, there's going to be the high and the low. Where are you setting yourself up for? If you know you're investing and you know that there's a chance of loss, then be okay with that, because if and when it happens, you need to be better with solutions versus griping over what you lost. Because
yeah.
I really do know for a fact that for every challenge, there's a solution. And when you could come up with the solution and you have a team of people like that are like-minded, oh, everything changes.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. So think about solutions rather than problems, right?
100%. As soon as anything, the biggest thing I love going into, whether it's corporations or helping people personally thrive in their business, I love going in and watching, first of all, how do they all work together? You know, how do they handle the challenges that happen? And as I'm watching all of this, I'm also thinking to myself, I'm like a ticker tape. I'm also thinking to myself, wow, if they could only just change that a little bit, just a little bit. So then I go in and I help companies tweak where they're having their challenges, becoming more solution-fied, and the mm-hmm. company is finding a larger number at the end of the day,
yeah.
a greater, happier number, because everything now is, it's like I've oiled the machine. I've oiled the machine all the way from the CEO all the way down, and everybody is looking at one another with a whole different glimmer of hope.
Right. So the happier your workers are, the happier your employees are, the happier you are, the better the company's going to do?
Yes.
Is that a proven fact? I mean, are there studies on this?
There are studies on that, 100%. I have worked for a company where the higher management, not necessarily the CEO. The CEO, a lot of times, is not even on the premises. So who do you have that is coasting your company, is what I like to say. Who do you have? I have worked for people in the past that were horrific to work for. They were abusive. And yet the CEO or the higher end, they never knew. And what was happening is that people were dreading coming to work. They were getting sick. They were calling in sick. You know, versus the management or the CEO that walks in every morning and says, good morning, Lindy. It's so nice to see you this morning. I hope you have a great day.
Yeah.
It's completely a different mind switch. When you have happy employees, here's what happens. Everybody has challenges, personal and professionally. If they come to work and they're happier, number one, they want to be there, which means they're not going to call in sick so much. Number two, they're going to go home and their personal life will probably be happier. So can you imagine what you have done internally just because we were able to go in and change a little bit of the emotions that were literally festered into a company, and now we're changing it to a happier environment? Let's take a company, for instance, Zappos.
Yeah.
Oh, Zappos is one of the most happiest places you could work. It's one of the most happiest places a consumer can deal with, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
I have never heard no come out of their mouth. They have incorporated the happiness mantra so beautifully that now other companies are modeling that. Southwest Airlines is following it as well. I've watched them do an amazing shift within the last 12 months. Mm-hmm. It's exciting. So when I could go into different companies, help people that even if they're a sole proprietor owners of a company, and I could just share with them the shift of the mindset, their bottom line, their upper dollar is going to be way more powerful than any other way to create the bottom line, the end in mind.
Mm-hmm. So what about the post office? You think you could turn around the post office by making everyone happy?
You know what? When I walk into a post office, where I come from now in Gulfstown, New Hampshire, number one, it's like that old fashioned post office where everybody knows your name. But no matter what post office you go into, they are doom and gloom. All you can do, you can't take responsibility and say, I can change everybody. All you could do is walk in and go, I have a solution to help everybody be happy. And if you would like to gravitate towards it, I bet we could change our days. But when you say, can you make people happy? You can't make anybody happy. Mm-hmm. All you could do is come in with a better presentation of yourself and watch the people around you gravitate towards you. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, people are going, wow, she made me feel really good. Well, now, if I'm spending time in your environment and I could help that happiness habit change, that slight edge philosophy, mm-hmm. it's going to carry on because it's contagiously good.
Yeah.
So as for the post office, you know, don't try to take on what other people don't even want to have any part of. You know?
All right.
You can't chase the dollar, if you will.
We would just have a love fest at your local post office, huh?
Learn how to love with unconditional forgiveness.
I love it.
You know what's really wonderful is now when you talk about the post office, we'll use that as the example. When I walk into the post office to do business, to buy stamps, to send out a package, and they're doom and gloom, I look at the carrier and I say to them, I cannot believe this is truly you. I think that you're just having a rough day. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that? Or are you really just this sad?
Yeah.
Or mean or arrogant or whatever. And they look at me and they're like, no. For instance, Comcast came to my mother's condo the other day. The gentleman who came was as depressed and nasty as one could be. I was just very shocked by this. And mm-hmm. when he came in, of course, I said hello. I offered him a drink, and he was just he let his morning and his other stops before my mother's interfere with his happiness for the day. And when he came in and I said to him, are you okay? Mm-hmm. And he looked at me, he goes, no, I've had a really crappy day. He just bluntly said it. And I looked at him and I said, can I help you change that? And I said, because whatever happened on the outside of my mother's door should not have been brought in here. Would you agree with that? We're not the people that created that for you. And he looked at me, he goes, you're right. And I said, yeah, so leave that crap outside and let's start over again.
Yeah.
And I said, because I really believe that you're a nice person. And he looked at me, he says, I am a nice person. And I said, I knew that. And his whole demeanor changed. So why not give people the benefit of the doubt that you understand that things do go on, and also give them the permission to go, oh my God, thank you so much for bringing that out. I didn't even realize that was me. And God, I do feel better. I will take that ice cold glass of water. Help people get refreshed. That's what I do the best. I hit refresh button on them. Yeah.
Okay. So how do we get the Congress to behave properly here?
Again, how do we make... We don't make. They, you know what? Stress Congress, and I don't talk politics because I think know. It's one of the most stressful things that we could do.
We're not talking politics here. We're talking changing things here for the better.
Right. Well, tell them that they need to speak to Lindy Eldridge. Tell them that they need to have Lindy Eldridge in their office.
We'll tell them, okay? Next time I see them, the next time I'm in D.C., I'm going to let them know, Lindy.
That's right. You let them know. There's a lady that you all need to meet because your attitudes are horrendous. You're not thinking clearly. You got ego and pride going on. Ego and pride, they have no place for here. Ego and pride, those are the worst two things that you could have while you're trying to be happy. You can't.
That's right.
You can't. They're playing tug of war. You're in the middle. You're wanting to be happy. You got ego on one side. You got pride on the other side. And they're tugging at one another, and you expect to be happy? Oh, no.
Yeah, no, definitely not. So what are three things that anybody could do today to make themselves feel happier, make yourself feel happier, Lindy?
I want them to take, first of all, a very deep breath and pause. Mm-hmm. I want them to think of anything that right now, if they have something that is challenging them, ask them, is there anything that I could do about it right now? And if the answer is no, take another deep breath and go, I'm going to put it on the side. What is it that I can work on right now? And pick and choose, because time management is the key to happiness. And start spending your time with things that are going to make you feel self-worth instead of selfless.
I like
powerful.
That.
Yeah, okay. Very powerful. Emotionally, be proactive. Know what you want and in mind, and realize that there's going to be the roller coaster ride, and understand balance. Mm-hmm. Staying neutral. Don't be too high. Don't be too low. Again, ego, pride, leave them. You know what? Throw them out. Get rid of them, because they're not going to serve you at all in your entire life, no matter what it is that you do.
Nope.
Because what happens when you throw out ego and pride is that now you allow in unconditional forgiveness.
And that's of yourself as much as anyone else, right?
Yes, yes. And then, you know, there's just so many little mechanics to it. And then what I would recommend is for you to call me and let's have at least a 30-minute free consultation so I could help you understand how to incorporate happiness so you could have what you want in life and you could have all the successors in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, well, makes a lot of sense. So, Lindy, people want to find out more about you, connect with you, and get happier. What do they do?
You could contact me. You could email me, Lindy, LYN-DEE, at happinessjungle.com. And in the subject matter, let me know that you're a listener of Kerry's show and that you would love to share a little bit of happiness with me. I would enjoy that. That's the best way. Or you could call me direct, 603-660-6010.
All right. And we will, of course, have a link to Lindy's website in the show notes to this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Any questions or comments, send me an email at kl@kerrylutz.com. That's kl@kerrylutz.com. Our Twitter feed is @kerrylutz. Our website is financialsurvivalnetwork.com. The Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Lindy, it's been a total pleasure. Really appreciate your coming on, and best of luck to you and much happiness.
Thank you so much, Kerry. You brought me happiness today. I'm glad that we shared some time together.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.